You are on Radio Tacoma's Climate 360.
And I'm your host, John Doherty, where we take a 360-degree look at climate here and around the world in 360 seconds or less. So let's get right to it. They're more boring than insurance. That is, until the bill comes in or you make a claim. There's a new thing that makes insurance interesting, and that is insurance companies pulling out of a region altogether because of staggering losses as a result of natural disasters. Natural disasters that are not caused by climate change, but natural disasters that have been intensified by climate change. Florida is the poster child for places where home insurers are bailing. Average cost of home insurance in Florida, when it can be found, is $6,000 a year compared to the national average of $1,700. The state is losing insurers, so the state is stepping in with an insurance scheme titled Citizens Property Insurance Corporation. It's government insurance administered and owned by the government. Think about it. Ultimately, as insurance costs range ever higher, the taxpayers will be on the hook for home insurance with those living in areas not subject to Oregon flooding, subsidizing the insurance of those who are. Many of those same folks living in million-dollar condos. And closer to home, insurers State Farm and Allstate have announced plans to stop issuing new homeowner policies in California. And other insurers are refusing to insure California homes in areas where wildfire is a risk. And that's a lot of California. There's a simple truism, and that is that addressing climate change is cheaper than the path we're on, a path where the greenhouse gas concentration in the atmosphere and the ocean is ever increasing.
Mythbuster time.
Here's a myth subscribed to by progressives and conservatives alike. Let's start off with a little background. There's a national organization called Citizens Climate Lobby. It's focused on getting legislation through Congress that addresses climate change. Conventional wisdom would have it that this would be a progressive or liberal organization, but not so. The organization includes a conservative caucus, and membership is made up of about 35% conservatives. Here's more. There's an organization called Yale Climate Change Communication. It regularly polls Americans on attitudes towards climate change. Their polling shows that even right here in Washington State, about 35% of conservatives are concerned about climate change. You add in conservative concerns about fossil fuel caused pollution, and the number of concerned conservatives is even higher. And these numbers carry on throughout the United States. When we look around the world, the division regarding climate change is not liberal versus conservative, it's authoritarian versus democratic. Look at the countries that quash any conversation about climate change: Iran, Vietnam, China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela. On the other hand, there is a vigorous and open debate about climate change in the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the European Union, and the United Kingdom, Japan. The conflict about addressing climate change is not a liberal versus conservative issue. It's a democratic versus an authoritarian issue. The best thing we can do to address climate change is to support democracy both here and everywhere else. And just saying, we have our own authoritarian wannabes here in the United States. If they seize power, it's going to be bad not only for democracy, but for our environment and for our climate too.
Good news, bad news.
Here's good news. Tacoma Public Utilities, that's Tacoma City Light to you old-timers, is offering significant rebates and low-cost financing for changing out that clunky and polluting old gas furnace and replacing it with a cost-saving heat pump. And bonus, heat pumps mean air conditioning too. Good idea, because baby, it's gonna get hotter around here. More good news. The Tacoma Light Rail extension up into the hilltop is done. Can I say finally? So here's greenwashing again. Several airlines have been charged with deceptive advertising when it comes to claims about environmental responsibility. The dilemma facing airlines as they try to boost growth for shareholders is to also convince the public they are taking steps to cut carbon emissions. In June, a European consumer rights body lodged a complaint against 17 airlines, alleging they use terms such as sustainable, responsible, and green deceptively. Caveat emptor.
Quote for today.
From Hiske Arts, who is leading a campaign by fossil-free Netherlands, quote, "The only way to fly responsibly right now is not to fly," close quote.
Tweet for today.
From atmospheric scientist Professor Catherine Hayhoe, quote, "We all contribute to climate change, but our contributions aren't equal. The richest 1% produce more than twice the carbon emissions of the poorest 50%. People in countries like Australia, Canada, and the U.S. emit over 20 times the carbon of those in many low-income countries," unquote.
What are we reading?
We're reading Blowback by Miles Taylor. Taylor was an insider in the Trump administration. Over time, he became horrified at the direction and tactics of the Trump administration. The book is based on his actual personal interactions with Donald Trump and other high Trump administration officials. He describes in horrifying detail the plans of Trump and his cohorts to gut federal agencies like the EPA and to make their hold on political power permanent once they're reelected. This book makes abundantly clear how important it is that we elect officials all the way from local councils up through the Congress and the President of the United States who are committed to defending our democratic institutions and who recognize the ever-worsening challenges we're facing as our Earth suffers from fossil fuel pollution. And that's your Climate 360.